You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. Episode, I talked a little about the importance of ventilation in a boat. I wanted to discuss it a little bit more today and ways to make major improvements in your boat's ventilation. Summer heat is a huge issue for many cruisers, and cooking heat is a big part of it. The size and layout of most boats means that cooking heat isn't confined to just the galley, but spreads throughout the entire inside of the boat. Different cruisers cope in different ways. Some stay in marinas where they can run air conditioning. Some opt for being part-year cruisers, either returning to a second home or making extended visits to family and friends. Others cope by more or less refusing to cook in the galley, instead using the grill for almost everything. With both of our cruising boats, a Teyana 37 in Sea of Cortez, a small catamaran in the Florida Keys and Bahamas, we opted for a fourth choice, improving our boat's ventilation so the cooking heat didn't stay in the boat. We wanted to be out in the islands, not at a marina, not visiting friends. The summer is gorgeous in these locations with fewer other boats, and the water is clearest for snorkeling when the temperatures are the hottest. And while we use the grill somewhat, I tended to cook on the stove instead of in the oven, although I did still bake bread. We didn't want to totally change our lifestyle. With a little work and a few $100 in supplies, less than a cost of a month and a slip or airfare back to the U.S., we dramatically improved the ventilation on our boat without significantly increasing the electrical load. Summers were actually enjoyable. And when other cruisers came aboard either one of our boats, most remarked about how much cooler our boat was than theirs. So here are our five keys to improving our boat's ventilation. First off, two things that are totally free. Remove the screens when there are no bugs. In the Sea of Cortez, and also in many places in the Bahamas, there were rarely bugs to the point where we felt the need for screens. And when the breeze is light, screens block a lot of air movement. When there aren't a lot of bugs around, try taking your screens out and see how much more air comes into the boat. If needed, replace the screens near sunset or whenever bugs come out where you are. And along the same lines, don't use no-see-um screens if regular ones will do. No-see-um screens almost totally block any wind. Next, open up the cockpit as much as possible. Screens or side curtain sunshades enclosing the cockpit also restrict air movement, both in the cockpit and for air to move up and out through the companionway. When we had our Dodger and Bimini redesigned on our Teyana 37, our canvas maker suggested that we make the windshield totally removable with zippers, another huge improvement to the airflow. Admittedly, if bugs are a big problem where you're cruising, removing cockpit screens might not be practical, or you might have to put them back in place for part of the day. Now, three more suggestions for improved ventilation, none of which qualify as cheap, but all of which we felt were well worth the money. First is low-draw 12-volt fans. On our monohull, we had 8 fans on board, one in the galley, 2 in the saloon, 1 in the head, 2 in the V berth, 1 in the quarter berth, that one we almost never used, and 1 in the lazarette. We didn't use that one very often either, but it was very appreciated when we needed it. We'd only turn on the ones where we actually were at any given time, and since our favorite fans only drew 0.6 amps, they were not a significant drain on our batteries. 2 of our fans were not permanently mounted, so we could also move them to the cockpit when needed. The previous owner had installed some of the fans, and we added more. We found that we greatly preferred the Caframo 12-volt, two-speed fans to the Hella fans. They moved more air per amp. And as a side note, we like the simple two-speed Caframos with finger-safe blades and no cage the best. Some of their other models seem to have problems with reliability. A windscoop or two, depending on your boat's configuration, will bring even the slightest breeze into your boat. Our preference is for a four-way windscoop, so that if you're at a dock or in current and the wind shifts a bit, air will still be funneled into the boat without you having to get up and move it. I've written articles on both fans and windscoops that you can find on my website, theboatgalley.com. The next item is an exhaust fan in the galley. Cooking heat rises in the galley, so if you can remove some of that heat with an exhaust fan or a hatch right over the center of the galley, it will help with the heat. Now, Dave thought that the exhaust fan didn't do much for heat in the rest of the boat, but I thought it certainly improved the galley, particularly right while I was cooking. There are two types of exhaust fans, solar-powered and hard-wired. We opted for solar-powered because it would have been hard to run wires where we needed them, and also because we didn't want to add to the load on the house batteries. However, hard-wired fans generally move more air. We removed a passive ventilation derailleur box and installed an exhaust fan in its place. The first fan we got was a 3-inch diameter model, as it fit exactly in the hole. When it died, we replaced it with a 4-inch fan, which moved considerably more air. As every boat is different in its configuration, it's hard for me to make specific recommendations. But a few considerations on an exhaust fan include: the larger the diameter of the fan blades, the more air the fan will move. Make sure you can set any fan you buy to exhaust. Think about the type of weather that you are likely to encounter and make sure that the mounting system will be adequate, particularly if you'll be crossing oceans or particularly rough bodies of water. Make sure there is a way to solidly seal off the opening if you get into rough seas or a nasty storm. How bulletproof it has to be depends a lot on where you are. For example, if you're in hurricane-prone areas, you need a much beefier system than if you're at a marina on Kentucky Lake. If you want the fan to run all the time, solar is a good way to go for power. If you're just going to run it when you're cooking and you have wiring that's accessible, I'd opt for a 12-volt fan, as it will move much more air. No two ways about it. Summer in the tropics can be hot. Dave and I, coming from the Midwest, were somewhat more acclimated to it than friends who had come from the much cooler Pacific coast. Still, the key for us was planning and preparing in the cooler season for the summer. Having fans and a good windscoop ready to go can dramatically improve the conditions on your boat, particularly in the galley. And in many places, such as for us in the Sea of Cortez, summer was such a wonderful time to be cruising, the clearest water for snorkeling, and generally very calm seas. I sure would have hated to miss it. Until next time, then.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.